Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's often called a second holiday rush, a manufactured push known as Amazon Prime Day, where consumers can get special deals on the site, raking in billions of dollars in sales for Amazon over just 2 days. But this pandemic year reveals some of the problems for workers rushing to fulfill those orders in the midst of continued supply chain issues. Eugene Kim is chief tech correspondent for Business Insider, and he joins us now. He writes about Amazon. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. Well, what is different now post-pandemic? How is Amazon dealing with supply chain issues that we know have affected all kinds of goods in recent months?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why Amazon changed the date of this year's Prime Day from July to June is because of these supply chain issues, right? A lot of sellers are dealing with shipment delays, factory shutdowns, labor shortages. So there's the added challenge on top of having to compete with other retailers.
Right. And this pandemic year has also brought about a change in our spending habits, right? Many people are reliant on online shopping. So perhaps that also changes the calculation?
Yeah. And I think in some ways it's good for Amazon because more people are shopping online. And while Amazon doesn't share any numbers around Prime Day, you know, Wall Street expects anywhere between 7 to 12 billion in sales during this 2-day event. And just for context, you know, Amazon had $108 billion in first quarter sales. So that's almost 10% of last quarter's sales in just 2 days, which is pretty remarkable.
Hmm. You mentioned Jeff Bezos pushing Amazon Prime Day earlier this year. This was a big part of the reason why, because of these supply chain issues.
Well, I mean, Amazon never really specifically explained why, but I think transportation constraints was also one of the reasons.
Those challenges to workers, Will Evans at Reveal has reported that injury rates among Amazon warehouse workers go up around Prime Day. What does it mean for workers that Amazon has basically created this rush in the middle of the year?
Well, a lot of warehouse workers, they're put under a lot more pressure during this whole week. For example, they can't put in any time off requests during Prime Day. Amazon basically blocked it. You know, a lot of these issues are basically opening up politicians and activists to use this as an opportunity to bash Amazon in some ways. And, you know, just for example, yesterday, right, Mayor de Blasio said Prime Day is the day not to shop on Amazon because of these labor issues. And, you know, I've heard of a number of protests taking place today, even in front of Jeff Bezos's house in D.C. You know, it's a all hands on deck situation for the warehouse workers, but it's also for Amazon itself. It's kind of a bad publicity event in some ways.
Hmm. There's also an issue for third-party sellers. We often forget that Amazon is a marketplace. They've complained about Prime Day. What does it mean for them? Does Amazon make them offer sales? And do those sales eat that cost?
Yeah. So they have to, if they want to offer specific kind of Prime Day deals, they have to reach a requirement in discounts they offer. And given all the supply chain issues and the cost increases during the pandemic, there's concerns about the quality of special promotions these sellers could offer this year. Some of the sellers I talked to said they're not planning to participate in this year's Prime Day because of these cost concerns and, you know, shipping delays. And that could really affect how many people shop on Amazon during Prime Day, you know, maybe lead the shoppers to go on competitor sites.
Right. Speaking of competitor sites, they're trying to get the attention of consumers, as you say. Walmart and other big box stores are offering their own sales. Are other retailers making any headway against Amazon with those sales? Or is it just something that they have to deal with because Amazon takes up so much oxygen in the marketplace?
Yeah, I think it's both. Prime Day just became this shopping holiday of its own, right? Every Amazon competitor, including Walmart, Target, they started offering their own special deals day. You know, now I'm seeing even like small business owners who may not necessarily sell on Amazon having to offer two-day, you know, one-day special promotions right around Prime Day just to meet the demand.
That's Eugene Kim, Chief Tech Correspondent for Business Insider. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.